Call Back the Past.
Four forward.
1969. Man arrives on the moon.
Contact right. Okay, engine stop. ATA at a descent. Boat control, both auto. Descent engine command override off. Engine arm off. 413 is in.
We copy you down, Eagle.
Listen, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Astronauts Armstrong, Aldrin, and Collins in space. Meanwhile on Earth, in Ireland, gunfire as the old fight between Catholic and Protestant flared up again. In the United States, Richard Nixon was installed as president and made this statement on American intentions in Vietnam.
As soon as agreement can be reached, all non-South Vietnamese forces would begin withdrawals from South Vietnam. Over a period of 12 months, by agreed upon stages, the major portions of all U.S., Allied, and other non-South Vietnamese forces would be withdrawn. At the end of this 12-month period, the remaining U.S. Allied and other non-South Vietnamese forces would move into designated base areas and would not engage in combat operations.
Not all Nixon's allies were happy. South Vietnam's foreign minister.
If and when Western nations should decide to withdraw, either completely or partially from this part of the world, the Soviet Union should be able to fill the vacuum or the gap created by such withdrawal.
And in 1969, as in previous years, the hit sound of the Beatles.
We all live in a yellow submarine. Yellow submarine. Yellow submarine. We all live in a yellow submarine. Yellow submarine. Yellow submarine.
And our friends are all aboard. Many more of them live next door. And the band begins to play.
We all live in a yellow submarine. Yellow submarine. Yellow submarine. We all live in a yellow submarine. Yellow submarine. Yellow submarine.
Financially, the Beatles were happy. Not so striking London dustmen.
We've got the strike. We've been forced, okay? This is our last move. We've tried legally to get our wages increased. The general public believe that we get £25 a week. But, I mean, we're asking for a £20 basic.
I've been here 11 years, and I take £16.01. Now, this is with service pay. But after stoppages, I've got a wage packet here.
Yeah, I believe you. It's your wage packet, yes.
And that's a man with four children.
£16.01.
Yeah.
And what's your basic money?
£16.01 as a driver loader.
Economy was the order of the day in Britain of 1969. The royal family was setting a good example, as Prince Philip explained.
We're going to the Red, I think, next year. Which is not bad housekeeping, if you come to think of it. Inevitably, if nothing happens, we shall either have to, we may have to move into smaller premises, who knows? We had a small yacht which we had to sell, and I shall probably have to give up polo fairly soon, things like that.
The fact that the cast of the play Oh Calcutta appeared in the nude had nothing to do with their being unable to afford clothes, as nudity established itself on world stages. There were plenty of plays, though, in which the cast wore clothes, notably Tony Ellis, 40 Carats, and Butterflies Are Free. And musical of the year was Promises, Promises.
Promises, promises, I'm up through with promises, promises now. I don't know how I got the nerve to walk out. If I shout, remember, I feel free. Now I can look at myself and be proud. I'm laughing out loud. Oh, promises, promises, this is where those promises.
and the promises can just destroy your life. Oh, promises, those kind of promises take all the joy from life.
Some homecomings in 1969. Gerald Brooke, after 4 years in a Russian prison, told how he'd been woken by a Russian official the morning before and told of his release.
He merely said that he had some good news for me. I expected that Barbara had arrived for a meeting or something like that, or my mother. And I asked him what the good news was, and he said, tomorrow... you'll be in England, and tomorrow evening you'll be at home with your wife and family.
And a rather informal hello for solo around the world, Robin Knox Johnston, who became the first man to achieve the journey non-stop.
Robin, well done, how are you feeling? You're pretty good. How's the boat? Just as Alan George has come through quite well, eh? When do you think you'll be home?
Well, I hope it's going to be tomorrow morning.
And what's the first thing we're going to do?
Have a bath.
At the movies of 1969, Easy Rider with Peter Fonda, Barbara Streisand in Funny Girl, and Dustin Hoffman and John Feucht in Midnight Cowboy, which also boasted this hit tune.
Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear words saying. Only the echoes of my mind. People stop and stare. I can't see their faces. Only the shadows of their eyes. I'm going well, the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. Going well, the weather suits my clothes. Banking off of the northeast winds, sailing on summer breeze, and skipping over the ocean like a stone. My clothes, banking off of the northeast winds, sailing on summer breeze, and skipping over the ocean like a stone. Everybody's talking at me, can't hear a word they're saying, only the echoes of my mind. I won't let you leave my love behind. No, I won't let you leave.
Aviation news was the successful maiden flight of the Anglo-French Concorde.
The flight went very well. We had one nasty moment at the end of the runway when number four reheat didn't light the first time, but we opened up the second time and we lit, and away we went.
While England and France were cooperating in the air, it was a different story on land as de Gaulle continued to resist Britain's efforts to join the European common market. Germany's newly elected leader, Willy Brandt, was more accommodating.
I believe, as my predecessors did, at least as much as they did, that Europe needs Britain. And that it does correspond with our own interests as well as those of Western Europe as a whole, that Britain and other countries join the common market. It doesn't make sense to have an additional split of Western Europe at a time when we try to bring about more cooperation between the West and East in Europe.
The death of Judy Garland saddened many pop music fans of earlier years, while the younger generation flocked to Woodstock for 3 days of music, as supplied by, among others, Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young.
Sweeping cobwebs from the edges of my mind. Had to get away to see what we could find. Hope the days that lie ahead bring us back to where they've led. Listen not to what's been said to you. But you know we're riding on America's Express.
While in London, the hippies, already an established tourist attraction in Piccadilly Circus, decided to barricade themselves into a vacant building at number 144 Piccadilly.
The people who've taken over this building are members of the London Street Commune, which is an organisation designed to help kids around the Dilly, Piccadilly Circus, who are without homes. They've been sleeping in Green Park and such like places, or in small derelict houses in and around London. I think it's perfectly fair if there's a situation where there's a large number of people who are homeless and having to sleep in a London park, when there are standing, beautiful, marvellous, empty houses that won't be used. This one, in particular, is being knocked down in 6 months' time. Until then, it's just lying empty.
Many people spoke about the curse of the Kennedys, as in 1969, youngest brother and presidential hope, Ted, found his name splashed across the headlines. The tragedy of the drowning of Mary Jo Kopechne at Chappaquiddick stayed front-page news for months. Kennedy ended some speculations and roused many more, as he spoke to the world after a long silence.
There is no truth, no truth whatever, to the widely circulated suspicions of immoral conduct that have been leveled at my behavior and hers regarding that evening. There has never been a private relationship between us of any kind, nor was I driving under the influence of liquor. All kinds of scrambled thoughts, all of them confused, some of them irrational, many of them which I cannot recall, and some of which I would not have seriously entertained under normal circumstances, went through my mind during this period.
Back the Past was devised and presented by Percy Seath and comes to you by courtesy of the Springbok Radio Preservation Society of South Africa.